This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 days away from Astros opening day, Houston Astros looking to hashtag take it back, as they said. Bring another World Series to Houston. Justin Verlander gets a two-year, $66 million extension over the weekend. He's going to be here through 2021. Alex Bregman last week, 6 years, $100 million, so he's going to be here for a long time as well. Carlos Correa still hasn't been paid. I think he's still putting out videos on his YouTube channel. But amidst all the videos, and we had some fun with the videos of Correa and his fiance, it was so telling that the same week that we mocked that video, Alex Bregman, also known as the Baseball Messiah, also put out a video. And I don't know if you saw this or not, John, but I had to do a little bit of editing because there's some play-by-play in between, but I cut out just his words. Just listen to this letter, because Alex Bregman, the whole concept of this video is a letter to the fans of Houston. Just listen to this and tell me that it doesn't give you the chills.
Dear Houston, thank you. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for inspiring me. Ever since I was a kid, I've dreamt about playing in the big leagues. And because of you, Houston, that dream has become a reality. Baseball is more than a game to me. It is an obsession. And I know this city and I share that same passion. So I promise you, Houston, that every time I step on that field, every time I step in that box, that I'll bring the heartbeat of an entire city with me. So thank you, Houston. Thank you for making this home.
Man. Eh. What? You didn't like that?
Was it? It was a bit much.
What do you mean it was a bit much?
I love that dude. I love Alex Bregman. I was the one that you were criticizing a year ago, I was saying he's the heartbeat of this team. He's the best player on this team. I would pitch, if I was in a opposing manager, I would pitch around him to get to Altuve in key moments. I was on the forefront of the Alex Bregman, let's get on this train. That was a bit much. Figgy, what do you think about that? It's too rehearsed, too scripted.
Oh my gosh.
This ain't too fake.
Is it?
To me it did, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Nothing against him.
He was supposed to be this real guy. That didn't seem real to me.
That's
anybody
it.
Could
you
have
just
that.
You just figured it out. I couldn't place what it was.
I would have liked it better if he did it on his Instagram or something. But
yes, you helped me with this one, Figgy, for sure. Because I was like, why,
I can't believe you two guys.
Why am I not like
that was
all
straight
in,
from the heart?
Because
how
was,
you know that?
It
though?
Was a lot of things, but straight from the heart, it was not.
That's all Alex Bregman is heart. That was yes, straight from the heart.
But
man.
You're saying
that
two
was
different.
Well produced.
That's it. It was well produced. It was scripted too much. I would have loved to have just had an interview or him just sit in front of a camera and forget the music and just say, man, hey, tell me about how important this contract is for you, and then just riff. You know what I mean? I wanted more freestyle. More than Tom Jones, with the big orchestra behind him and, the teleprompter.
I can't believe you're doing this right now.
I love the guy. Look, Johnny Depp has made a couple bad movies. I still love Johnny Depp. This was Alex Bregman. What's a bad Johnny Depp movie? This was Alex Bregman going Pirates 4,
I've never seen one of those.
Oh, I like the first two. I like the first.
I've never seen a Pirates of the mm-hmm. of the Caribbean. I think you're being too hard on my man Bregman. I feel like that was straight from the heart. He just put it out there and he put out a better quality video. That's all. So are you telling me that Alex Bregman? Do you think there's a possibility that Alex Bregman goes Hollywood on us?
No, I just think he had he was trying to illustrate how important the contract was to him, and I admire that. I think the delivery was a little too – he overthought it. A little too scripted, a little too much dramatic music. You know, even – you could tell he was even trying to put some juice on his dramatic voice. Like play just a snippet. Houston. Just play
– Dear Houston.
That, okay, that's all you need to play right there. That's all you need to play right there. Dong.
How's he supposed to say it?
Like I said, just stand, you know.
He's a real guy.
He's a real guy.
He could have went on Instagram Live and, you know, said the same thing.
Yeah.
Pereira would do something like this.
Yes. That's, again, Figgy, you're on your game today. That's exactly right. And then he would have put makeup on his girlfriend, fiance.
I just can't. I can't get down with that. I thought it was good. Gave me the chills.
I didn't say it was bad.
Gave me the chills. I thought you were the romantic one, J-Lo, but mm-hmm. I guess
I am a romantic at heart.
Yeah, the video, if you watch the video, too, it with all the producing, it actually does
add
to it.
Oh, with all the producing?
Yeah, it adds to
okay.
it. But yeah. The letter is straight from his heart. That's straight from Alex Bregman's heart.
How many times did he write that?
That? Probably one take. No erasing or anything. That was straight from his heart. That was straight from the heart, and that's why Alex Bregman is Alex Bregman. He is Houston. Alex Bregman is one of we talk about Houston. We talk about transplants. We talk about, you know, people taking the mold of the city. Alex Bregman has embraced this city more than anyone. I 100% think that
absolutely
that was straight. That was straight from the heart. I don't think there was any rehearsal. I don't think there was anything. I think that was just one song.
No rehearsal.
No rehearsal. Just one take.
No rehearsal.
One take.
Well, then he should have just riffed. If anybody, we know he can do that. You know, he just goes and he when he speaks off the cuff, naturally, impromptu, it's some good stuff.
And some people are bringing up on the text line, it does lose a lot when you cut out the footage. But it would have been like a 2-minute video.
You mean the produced footage?
I mean, there was some Harvey scenes. There was
Harvey scenes. Let's tug on those heartstrings a little more.
There was some.
Oh, my gosh.
When he got drafted.
What is this video missing?
When he got drafted.
How about, you know, people in neck deep water?
Figgy, can we pull up the video like straight from his Twitter just so John can maybe get a better sense of this?
I saw the video. I've seen this. I heard it. I'm not anti Bregman. I love the dude. All I'm saying is, if you're asking me what I think of this video, this audio, I'm telling you what I think.
There are a few people in town that have bulletproof vests.
Were there any puppies in it? Were there any puppies in the video?
There are a few people who have bulletproof vests.
Did Bregman kiss any babies in the video?
You can't criticize Bregman. I'm mm-hmm. giving him a bulletproof vest. I give out 4 bulletproof vests at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 4 people
who's
in
wearing
this town
your bulletproof
who have bulletproof
vest.
Vests. Alex Bregman, you can't criticize Alex Bregman. Deshaun Watson gets a bulletproof vest
mm-hmm.
and until they fix the O-line. James Harden gets a bulletproof vest. And the fourth, I'm gonna go ahead.
Harden
and give it
gets
to,
a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, for me.
Yeah,
for me. James Harden gets one, and the fourth is to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike D'Antoni gets a bulletproof vest from me.
Did he go to a pet adoption to video part of it?
you think he was going for the low hanging fruit?
Was the ITC fire burning behind him as he was
such a hater? I thought I was the hater. You're such a hater.
I'm not hating. I'm telling you what I think about one video by a guy that I love. Like I said, I didn't watch. I mean, I watched, but I hated Pirates 4. I love Johnny Depp. That he just had a bad moment, or a moment that I didn't think was his best work.
Just such a hater, John. And I thought it was supposed to be me. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, can a Cinderella choke in the NCAA tournament? I say hell yes, and UCF did yesterday. We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.